Channel 1 over, and a continuation of Visit Miss Daisy this Wednesday, the 1st of September, 1971. Channel 1 over, and a continuation of Visit Miss Daisy this Wednesday, the 1st of September, 1971.
Move to the post office, you see, and this thing that would have to become him. Well, Henry was in Georgia. He'd go, but when he was in Georgia, they formed. Two, three men would get in a wagon and drive it down to the store.
Because it would be some distance.
Just some distance. So everyone had his box, pasteboard box. The merchants would give him some place to put it. Group. So when he got home, every man knowed his box.
Now, when you were here, you were closer to the store.
Yes, he'd go there and get it. Because he had a wagon and a mule and a buggy up there at the junction. Yeah. Come down here, get the groceries, come back.
And he'd use his money.
Yes. And he used to. He helped give me money. You know, often think about it. It's a pity he got like he did. He used to be a good man to me. But somehow or other, he just got nasty after he come here. So long as he was in Georgia, he was just as nice as anybody. But after he come here from time to time, he got as nasty to me as anybody could be. But I didn't bother him. And I ain't never been no trouble to him. Not a bit. He have never paid a 50 cents doctor bill for me since we've been together. What little sickness I had, well, I'd always have me a little money what I worked for, and I took care of my own doctor bill. I ain't ever been no trouble to me.
Even when you had your children?
When I had the children, well, he would go get the midwife and bring her to the house. And that's all. I say he must have had it too easy. But he sure is having it hard now.
Miss Daisy said she never had cost Ben 50 cents, even. She'd never cost him anything.
Oh, she made her own way. You know, I don't know, in a way, the men get in the way a little bit every now and then, Miss Daisy. I've noticed that. They have more trouble than they're worth.
That's right.
A whole lot of them.
Well, I know these black ones is.
Now, I don't understand. How does that come about?
I don't understand.
It.
I was just telling Miss Ma. Ben used to be a good man. He was just as nice to me when he was in Georgia. She was wanting to know who went for the groceries. He went.
Yeah.
I'll stay home. Clean house or sew or do whatever I wanted to do. He went and bought groceries. That's when we was in Georgia. But after we moved here, from time to time, he just get nasty. Nasty and nasty. He'd get to where sometime he wouldn't buy no groceries.
Oh, really? Well, now that's hard to believe.
He come from the field. Well, I always kept his clothes ready. wash his clothes, starch his shirt, and iron him. He used to wear lingerie part of the time he was old, but they were ironed and put where he could get them. Sometimes he'd have to work late. But when he come in and took his bath, down the road he'd go. If he didn't buy no groceries on Saturday, I didn't buy none either. It was a little man running a little shop down there. So I'd take my children down there and feed them at that shop. Then I'd buy them a sandwich, you know, or something, if they wanted something to eat before they went to bed. I don't know. We don't know where he was. But I knowed one thing, he had to come home. Another thing I know, he better get up Monday morning and get that man mule and go to feed him. So he called me one Monday morning early. He said, "You ain't gonna fix no breakfast?" I said, "You know you ain't brought nothing here to fix." I said, "If you go get some," I said, "I'll fix it when you get back with it." I said, "But I'm not going to feed you." I said, "I don't mind feeding my children." I said, "But we don't know man to feed him." I said, "I'll wash your clothes."
Oh, he called you up, man.
Yeah. At that time, old man Wood, he run the store down there. Freddy's granddad.
Mr. H.B., whatever it was.
Well, he was a Wood. He was an old man. But you could go there before sunup and get your groceries. Yes, sir, he was down there to that store when the sun rose. Well, you see, lots of folks, they didn't fix them no lunch to get away. They'd stop by then, buy some. Well, he was there to let them have it. So, then they'd get up and go down there and get groceries and bring it home. If I had time, I'd cook it before he went, and if I didn't, he had to do it out till noon. No, I wouldn't feed him. Well, I fed him now.
It looks like they all get that way sometime or other.
Well, why? It looks like the older you get, the kinder you ought to try to be.
You know, I think of Ben as being right courtly-like. You know, he has such fine manners.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what I associate with Ben. He's got that good, old, nice, fine old Georgia manner about him. Never lost that, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's
always nobody but me. He was just as nice to other folks. But he was nasty with me. If he hadn't been, he would have told me or some of the children where he put his money. We need it now, but we don't know where it's at.
You mean that's still missing?
Hmm?
You mean that's still missing?
Sure, still missing. We don't know where it's at. Nothing about it. Well, I call that to me as nice as I was to him. I've done everything I could for him. But we don't know where 1 10 cents of his money is.
Well, did he quit counting it? Don't you know he used to? You used to see him sitting around there counting his money.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what, but he had this much sense. If he hears somebody walking, he'd try to hide.
Oh.
Miss Daisy, do you know the address of the woman who sent his check to him?
No, I don't. He never did let me see none of his
I asked him a time or two how I would get him, and he wouldn't go.
I just couldn't.
Well, you had his address at Fort Myers, his old address.
Yes, I had his home where he stayed. I had that address, but I didn't have nobody's name in that house but his. I don't know where he stayed. I don't know who he stayed. But I went to the board Monday. So the woman told me that she was going to see if she couldn't find this check. She said, she asked me, she said, did he have Social Security? I told her, yes, ma'am. She said, did he have Medicare? I said, no, he wouldn't take it. She said, did he get a check? I told her, yes, he got a check. She said, if he draws Social Security, so he got medical care. So she fill out some papers for me. She fill out one, about like that. Okay. She said, now, you tell them if he can do anything, just touch a pencil. So let him sign this paper. She gave me a little paper about like that. That's a little square piece of paper that she had marked on. She said, now, this is his medical care number. But she could all put all them papers in a long envelope for us to take to the hospital. The Doris carried them to Elizabeth Monday, Tuesday. So I don't know what they'll do about it. And she told me this. She said, nah, the way it's messed up, to his September check, it may be late. I'm going to have his mail to come where he lives.
Sure.
They can handle it for you. I'm glad you went down there. When did you go?
Monday morning.
Oh, you just went down there?
Yes, I went down there Monday morning.
Yeah. Whole lot of people down there?
It wasn't so many there.
Well, when was it so many people was there? You once or twice you went down there. Well, that's somewhere else.
Oh, yes, sir. This is the Social Security Board where I went Monday.
Yeah.
But you tell me when they go up there and get them stamps, that's where they're at.
Still lots of people.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah. That's the truth. I didn't realize that. I never realized that until, you know, you just think just sometimes they just sort of come to you, all this, the things you've seen, had to understand. But it looks like so many times just the men ain't much help in raising a family. Mm-hmm. If anything, they are...
They are
hindrance.
Yes, sir. Well, just be gentle. I don't see how anyone can make such a change in this bed.
Yeah.
But they can.
Yeah. Now, Frances Presley raised her family.
Yes, sir. She raised her family.
Yeah.
Without a husband, she had to quit him. He wasn't dead, but she had to leave him.
He's so mean.
He's so mean.
And his mother took his side.
Yeah. So Francis, she'd take care of Joe and his mom.
Yeah.
Is your children gone?
Yes. Suzanne and Jim?
Yes. Yeah.
They'll be back next week, I guess.
His daddy's starting on his house.
No, they haven't gone to Georgia.
Oh.
Suzanne got sick.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she had that kidney infection.
Oh.
And she took all that sulfur. And that made her have bad dreams. And it scared her. Seemed like Faye had scared her to death. She just didn't like that sort of life. And then on top of that, she got anemic.
Oh.
So, she had a hard time. You know, she's such a bright-faced little girl.
Yeah.
And she'd come out here and she'd just drag around, wouldn't say anything. If you look at her, she'd sort of look off. Why, it's right depressing, isn't it?
No. She was so bright. She talked. She come over to my house one day and she stayed with me a long time. Y'all home. And he said, so, well, is they in Gainesville? Or?
She gone home to see her mama now.
She's going to see her mama.
She just couldn't stand it any longer. She just went home to see her mama. You know, she's nice to talk to, but because I always have a feeling she understands what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to tell her twice.
No.
Yes. This oldest boy of yours, David, I've seen him for all this time, and I didn't know him. I didn't place him.
You couldn't.
I'd seen him over at your house, and he was, he acted pretty much at home, and I thought to myself, well, this fella seems to know, sort of, act like he's at home over here. Well, he'd talk, you know.
Yeah.
And I was so slow, I didn't catch on.
That's not bad.
Now, he's the one that helps you out every now and then.
Yes. He's the one that helps me out when you take a notion.
When he takes a notion.
When you don't have to go fishing.
Sometimes the notion comes pretty ready, and sometimes it don't come. And so long, I think he ain't going to take it.
Well, he has to fish.
Yes, he's going to fish. If he don't do nothing else, he's going to fish.
Well, now, has he got as much sense as Doris?
In a way, he is. In a way, he got more sense than Doris. He ain't got as much education as she got. But just plain sense. He got more sense than Doris.
Oh.
Well, I'm thinking about, see, Doris can do some anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, she reads for it. She's a good cook and all these things. She takes care of your house and all these things. He's a good fisherman. He can fish, he can cook, he can clean house.
Oh, he can.
And he has him a garden and got him a bunch of chickens and everything. He take care of
him. He has?
Yes, he take care of him. See? Doris don't take care of her chickens.
She don't even take care of her.
She don't take care of her place like she
used.
She
don't take care of her children either.
No, she don't take care of
them. Take care of
she ain't got now child home. Nah.
David's not there?
David's not there. David up there in Kirkwood. Been there all the week. Ain't nobody there but Samuel, her, and Benji. That's why I said he got more sense than her. If them was his children, they'd work.
They
would work. Now he come down here the other week, and he helped me. He cut some wood and cut out some leaves and things. Well, then she wanted him to come down to her place and cut down some bushes and things around there. Well, he went. Well, I don't think she ought to ask him. I don't. And David and Samuel, they're doing nothing. And then have somebody else to come and clean around your place.
Her own lazy, good-for-nothing children.
That's right. And she make them like that. She make them like that. They'd have it cleaned up and everything before my brother got there.
Yes.
Of course, they there. I'm feeding and washing for you. You know, she ain't got nobody there. Because Samuel, he don't do nothing. No, he don't. He don't do nothing. He don't mow the yard. He don't pick up no trash. He don't do nothing.
Well, Samuel's so quiet, you never know he's around.
No, he sleeps. If he ain't sleeping in the house, shut up. Watching television.
He watches television?
Oh, yes.
He thinks he works.
Hmm?
Does he work hard on his job, you suppose?
I don't think so. I don't know. Well, he might work while he's working, but he ain't working today.
No.
He was home yesterday before 1. And ain't went at all today. This is awful.
Well, now, how did your boy learn to cook, Miss Daisy?
Watch me.
Well, I've been on.
Try to cook anything I cook for you.
From way back?
From way back. When you were growing up.
And he just kept it up?
He just kept it up. He's a good cook.
He cooked vegetables and everything?
Now he can cook vegetables and meat and cornbread. He don't make no pies, no cake, nothing like that.
He could if he
but
wanted.
Any kind of meat, he can cook it.
He could if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work does he do?
Well, the most work he do now, he's around his house. Because he's not able to do no heavy work. You know, he had a car wreck. He was in a car wreck once. He broke his collarbone. He injured his shoulder back there. And his back. So, he was in hospital a long time. But I don't think the doctor ever put this back like it won't hit this yeah like that.
Collarbone?
Yes, it's collarbone. But he can't do much lifting on account of his back. But he works sometimes. Sometimes he'll work 3 or 4 weeks. The time work with the Cardinals, construction work like that.
Yeah.
And then he has to stop, go to the doctor.
Is that so?
Yes. He ain't much kind. Now.
Why he sure looks healthy.
He look healthy, and he have been a good strong man. Before he was broke up and messed up. So now the most he do, he fish. He make pretty good at it. You know, can folks out. You see, folks come from Lake City and Jacksonville and God knows where Georgia and God knows where, but when they come here, they hunt Jay to take him out.
Yeah.
They think he's the best fisherman they ever rode with.
Yeah.
All of them, thank you. They used to come here when I stayed over yonder. They'd be at the house about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. He'd come and knock. I said, well, who is it? He said, is this J. Wright Leal? I said, yes. I said, I want to sing. I'd call, he about know what they want. He up and out. He come back and I said, well, who is that? This soon in the morning. He said, that's Mr. So-and-so from Georgia. He wants me to camp fishing. I said, you feed me camp? Ain't he eat a bite? Ain't he eat nothing? But that was all right, because they was going to feed him. He go fishing. Fish all day. They come out at noon. He said it couldn't catch but so many at the time. He'd have to catch so many. Then they'd have to come out, put them where they go back. But now when he takes them out, I don't get none. Oh, he catch belongs to them. Of course, they paying him to drive. So all the fish go to them. But they pay him. They pay him good.
And he likes it.
Oh, he loves it.
Well, you know, I didn't know he did it. He ever did that. And he's been doing that all his time.
The only time is that he didn't big enough to fish and hunt. That's what he done. He used to hunt at night. And he used to go fishing at night. Him and J.C. Towns, when they were home, they go fishing at night. Of course, he don't care. Nobody don't go with him. If somebody want to go with him, well, they can go, but if don't, if he ready to go, he's going by himself.
Well, you tell him I said not to do that.
Hmm?
You tell him I said he oughtn't to go by himself.
Yeah. I sure will, Mr. Myers. I done told him he shouldn't go by himself.
No.
Nothing gonna bother him.
He's too mean.
Miss Daisy, he knows all these fishing places, doesn't he?
Yes, sir. If he don't, the folks think he do.
Yeah. Well, I declare, he makes a living doing what he wants to do.
That's right. He makes a good living fishing. You know, when you're fishing by different ones coming in, and they pay him.
Well, you've always made a living doing what you like to do.
That's right. That's washing and ironing.
And that field work.
In the field. That's all I know how to do. But I made a living at it.
And you liked it.
I loved it. I wish now I'd look out there and see them picking squash and think about how I used to do that. But I can't do it now.
Yeah.
And you think it's just more fun to be out there picking squash
yes,
than it is sitting in the...
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I think so. It was to me.
Yeah. You'd be out in the field and you didn't
be
have
out
to...
in the field and you see this good breed, hard as it is, if you was out in the field, you get all that.
You get all that.
Hmm. Keep you cool.
Yeah. The sun had to be mighty hot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe right in the middle of the day, you know, right after dinner. That was the only time the sun was liable to bother you if you were out in the field.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I better get to my house.
Miss Davy, what in the world do you have to get to your house to do?
Mm-hmm.
What was I doing when you come there?
Oh, gosh, she was ironing.
Oh, really?
The prettiest ironing. Where did you learn to iron, Miss Daisy?
Bill, I just learned myself. That's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I sure have
had plenty of experience.
Yeah. I used to wash and iron for Miss Rogers over there. Sometimes he'd have 15 shirts. He didn't wear nothing but white shirts. I never ironed a colored shirt for him.
That's a lot of shirts.
Well, now, Miss Daisy, I can iron a shirt, but they wouldn't look like what you ironed. So you had to know just how to do it.
Yeah. Well, I learned myself, and I think it was right. This iron hammer put it, showed me. And I always thought the best way to do it, learn it yourself. Get some of your own and try on that. Till it looked to suit you. Then you might want to fix it to suit somebody else.
Yeah.
How do you start with a shirt? How do you start with
a
shirt?
Well, the way I start with a shirt, I iron the sleeve, and then I iron the back, and the yoke, and all. Then I iron the collar. Next is the front. You see, if I get wrinkles in that back, it don't make much difference. But you don't want your front wrinkles.
Now, why did I ever think you ironed the collar first?
I don't know. But I didn't. My collar, that's the last place. Most I iron my collar, and then I iron the front. You see, I can keep my collar straight, ironing the front. But if I'm going to iron my collar before I iron the sleeves and all of that, my collar will be done wrinkled and broke. Mister.
When you iron the sleeves, then you iron the cuffs.
You save the mean part until last. You save the hardest part until last.
Yes, right.
Well, now you don't get many cotton shirts, do you?
No. I don't get. Well, I don't have to iron no shirts now. I don't iron for nobody. Just every once in a while, somebody will bring me something. But this is regular. And you see, Ben, he's not home. I used to have time. He is, but he ain't got none now.
Was they cotton shirts?
Cotton shirts. No, he ain't got none. So, if I wash an arm every week, it don't take me so long. But I don't do it. I wash this week. Some things I just fold from up. I don't know. Yeah. The next week, I'll that's what I'm doing now. I'm trying to catch up.
Oh, that's some of your old ironing.
Some of my
old washing.
Old washing. What I washed last week.
I didn't know you could hold it over that long.
You hold it long you
want. Just let it lay there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sprinkle it.
No.
You just wait a little.
Let them stay dry.
Yeah.
Till you get rid of the iron and then sprinkle.
Now all of these things have been starched.
Yes. And sprinkle. I sprinkle them yesterday.
Oh, yes. You can't sprinkle them. Now
I'm
going in there.
Yeah, I'm so much better if you sprinkle them this evening and get on them in the morning. They'd be them gills and damn too.
Yeah. Do you still use that old iron that Florida May gave you?
Ooh, no, sir, I wore it out years ago. Think I've had to buy two or three, but it lasted a while.
Was she over there helping?
Yes, ma'am.
See that old coffee pot there? It is wore out.
Says wore out?
Oh, yes. It got so you know, these coffee pots now, they'll keep them hot.
Mm-hmm.
It hadn't done that for a long time. It starts, if you leave it on, it'll start percolating again.
Mm-hmm.
But now, it's got so, when it percolates, it takes it a long time to get started, and then it rattles.
Oh.
It just sort of shakes.
It's about wild, huh?
It's going to explode one of these days. See?
Oh, yes, sir.
Has Miss Daisy got a new dress on, or is that...
She's got an apron with a bib to it.
No, I ain't got on nothing new.
She had on a different dress the other day. She told me she wasn't going to tell me about it, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I picked you up from the store. I mean, you know, from work.
Coming from work.
Store.
Uh-huh. And brought me the doors and told me out there.
Didn't you have on a new straw hat?
No, it's my same old straw hat. Of course, I ain't had it so long. And then I don't wear it so much. I don't wear it unless I'm going to work because going walking to the store.
Well, I just hadn't seen it before. That's I hadn't right. noticed it.
It ain't been over here.
You know, as much passing as there is, I was thinking about going to the store. Looks like it wouldn't be any trouble at all to catch a ride if you wanted to.
That's right. But it is. Because some of them pass me, they don't stop. They don't sort of stop. More's the color folks. They don't stop. More's rides I get is some white person that pass me and ask me, do I want a ride? I think I'll catch a ride like that. Most of the time, when I want something from the store, and I've got to walk down there, I've got to walk back.
And even down that store, you know, you still wouldn't catch a ride.
No, there ain't nobody there when I go there.
Well, that's clear. I used to see George Mitchell's children walking to the store and back all the time.
Walking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they
were... See, when he doing that, his old car won't run.
Well, they were just growing up then, you know, and they'd walk down there and get a candy or, well, they might have gone for the mother.
You want to run this baby home until I can catch a phone call?
Sure.
Oh.
Yes, I let me get my clothes on.
Yeah.
I wear these old things.
You ready?
Guy's going to take you home. And here's some. You like spaghetti? Do you like spaghetti?
Yeah.
Oh. That's that Franco-American. All you have to do is open it and
that
eat it.
Was good.
Now, this is not macaroni. This is spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
With tomato sauce.
Well, didn't you give me some of it one time?
I don't think so, because that's the first time I've been able to get that time.
Well, I think he said let him get his clothes on. He already got them on.
Well, he just had those old shorts on, you know. That's no clothes.
But he got on his pants now.
Oh, you think so?
I've seen.
Well, now, you don't have to hurry.
I'm going home to away to stop Sunday breakfast, and I don't do nothing.
Oh, Miss Daisy is not going to thunder. You don't iron, you don't iron, and you don't cook when it's Sunday.
No, ma'am. No, I don't do nothing but sit quiet.
Just sit quiet when it's Sunday.
There's a screen, and they are walking on down the ramp, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday noon morning, the 1st of September, 1971. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over, around 700, I'd say. Channel 1 over, around 700 on this new reel of Miss Daisy's, and the end of her visit this Wednesday morning, the 1st of September, 1971. Fall is in the air. The wind is in the east. Those big puffy clouds are summer clouds, and the sky is deep blue, and a perfect day for making hay, and nobody here to help me.